escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour two on a Friday. Hope you're having a good one. 24 hours from right now, we will be doing the first Cowboys pregame show of the year.
Give me an idea. What it's the first preseason game, but what's the theme of the game for you?
Theme of the game is don't get banged up. I think that's the theme for the three preseason games.
Is this? So I thought, because you usually come up with, this is a hold on to your ass game.
Yeah.
Don't get kicked in the junk game.
Yeah. Week two against the Giants will be a take out the trash game. You know, just handle business. But preseason is all about staying healthy, especially when you've seen the injuries across the board. I mean, it's all over the place. How about the Chargers? They're going to move old Joe Alt to left tackle.
Are they?
And put somebody else at right tackle now that Slater's going to be out for the year. The Chargers just can't help themselves but be banged up. We finally got a picture of Najee Harris. He's got his helmet and his visor on, and it doesn't seem like he can open his left eye. I don't think he can open his left eye because in the photo, it's closed.
Oh, wow.
Like we might be dealing with a one-eyed running back situation with the Chargers.
Did we say it's radar? How's he playing?
Yeah, echolocation.
His
echolocation is really, really being fine-tuned these days as he's having to play the running back position in the National Football League with one eyeball. I'm still reeling from Dawson's take yesterday that we should just never practice. We should just never practice at full speed. You know, he was talking about Japanese baseball and how they go in, like, slow motion and, like, he was doing it live at Jake's. And we were all laughing at him.
There's people that actually
agreed with that?
Agree with him.
Just don't practice if you're not going to show up to week one and get a litany of injuries.
See, it's the situation where all of a sudden it's like week two and they're like, damn, did they even have training camp? You know, I mean, they don't. Where you come out and you just don't even look like you're ready to play.
That's what I'm saying. Like just the like, product itself. Yeah. Yes, you're going to deal with guys that are going to be out due to injury from training camp and preseason, but at least you have some semblance of continuity and like these guys looking like they know what they're doing and looking like they have played together. Like, don't you think training camp actually changes?
I kind of think it's important.
It's important. Yeah, yes. Cause then otherwise the first 5-6 weeks of the season, it's just going to be a bunch of guys looking around trying to figure crap out cause they haven't been doing anything.
And then we're all over them because they just look like crap.
Yeah.
But Dawson's like, you know what? It should have been a more physical camp. They're not playing with, you know. But 3 weeks ago, you said they shouldn't practice. Like I said, hey, with the way when injuries start to mount up like that, though, you're thinking like, what is the issues? What do we have to do here differently?
And when Dawson gave that take, that was right when Jake Ferguson had his little back issue.
Yeah.
And Jake Ferguson just caught a pass from Dak in practice today. Looks like he's fine.
He had a contusion is what it sounded like from the x-ray, so that wasn't bad.
Not bad at all.
No, but the heel bruise, the bone bruise on the heel for
Blue.
I mean, I hope that doesn't set him back very much. Man, I was kind of hopeful he would get to he would get to carry the ball in these couple of days. Maybe it might be a couple of weeks. Hopefully he's back sooner than that. We'll see.
How about Jake Berger activated from the 10-day IL, and they have optioned Alejandro Osuna. He's going to be going back to Round Rock for a little bit, but Berger hit a dong the other day.
Yeah.
Looks like he's swinging the bat nicely. They could use him right now.
Yeah.
They could use him right now.
For Philly's sure. Coming to town. Yeah. This will be, and all that left-handed pitching that we're about to see, this ought to be a...
Are you leaking confidence on this series right now? Are you nervous about this one?
No, you know what? I am pleasantly surprised how the Yankee series went, especially after how things went in Seattle. So I'm not... Seattle, I don't know what to think of Seattle. I don't have a good answer for Seattle. Home games, I have a good answer for. I think this team plays well at home. I really do. I think the fact that they don't have to suffer through the heat, and they can go out there and, you know, they just seem to have a better way about their game. You know, the pitching and the hitting, and some of the timely hitting. I just kind of feel like this series against the Phillies could be another one of those where it's take two of three.
Yeah, man, go take two. It's definitely going to be a pitcher's series.
Yeah.
Two of the best rotations in baseball.
Yeah.
Going toe to toe. So we'll see if the Rangers bats can come alive in a big way. We'll have Jared Sandler coming up at 4:40, Eric Nadell at 5:20 today as we get set for the Phillies coming to town. Small sample size, but they've never won at Globe Life Field.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can keep that over streak alive.
I think it was a 3 or 4 game series.
This is the opener, last year's season opener.
Yeah, I think the Rangers were all over them. It was pretty well played.
Yeah. So we'll be talking baseball throughout the program, but we do have Luka playing some basketball today. And how many pounds do you think he's lost?
31.
You saw that, huh?
Yeah, I did.
31 pounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, good for him, first and foremost.
Yeah.
But, I mean, 31 pounds to look like an NBA player. He was 31 pounds away from being in good shape. That's where he was at. That's crazy.
It's amazing how he would get up and down the court with 31 extra pounds on him like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
but he did it better than a lot of people.
No question. I mean, offensively, with carrying around the extra pounds, he's still been absolutely.
Can you say how long it took?
I guess since when the season ended is probably about right when he started. So, I mean, we'll put
that's nice, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
like you lose 30 pounds in a few months.
Yeah. 30 pounds.
Ozempic, you think maybe? Is that right? Ozempic? Is that what it is?
I think they're just called fat shots, aren't they, Lucius?
The fat shot.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if, I wonder if that's a banned substance. I wonder if, I don't know if you're allowed to take stuff like that.
Well, if you kind of knock all the weight off and then like get off it for a little bit and then you kind of,
like, yeah, we're
get
good
out
here.
Of your system.
Yeah.
Ah.
No, I think for him, it was just simply like, don't eat like an a-hole.
Yeah.
Don't drink like an a-hole.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be this big. It's not like you're some crazy obese. Like, it's going to be, you need some type of PED help to get you to drop pounds. Like, just go live like a professional athlete should live. You have the chefs, you have the trainers.
Yeah.
Now you're on Men's Health. Looks like he's going to be on the Hot Ones. He's going to be doing the Hot Ones Wing Challenge.
Yeah.
So that might throw off the diet plan just a little bit. We'll see how many wings he gets through.
Do you think he'll get bigger? Like, he won't go back to that bad. Do you think?
I don't think he will. It's hard to say for sure because we've seen him get in pretty good shape throughout his time here in the summers. And then as the season goes on, by the time you get, I mean, it's usually, that's the problem is like during the season, you have all those great eating holidays.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I got to go through Thanksgiving. I got to go through Christmas. And then you're on these road trips and your boys, you're going to eat. You're having a good time.
Uh-huh.
He obviously likes his post-game beer or a handful, you know. So I wonder if it was for him more of the eating or the drinking. I would love to, like, get in the weeds on that. Like, what was it
I bet
for
you it was the drinking.
Yeah, because the drinking oftentimes leads to the overeating.
Leads to the eating, yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens to all of us, really.
Yep.
But, yeah, 31 pounds, he's apparently down. I do think that he's one of those guys, we've seen it. Heck, we just saw it in this, I don't know, they're playing a friendly, Slovenia versus Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the German players was getting rough on one of his teammates. So he gets in the guy's face. They go after it for a second, just kind of talking smack to each other. And then the next time down the court, Luka on that guy bangs a three right in his eye.
Right.
And that's just the kind of guy that Luke is. He's the one who he's fueled by the hate. and the entire trade was centered around the fact that he doesn't take care of himself, he's out of shape, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think that that creates a huge chip on the shoulder, and now he wants to go prove you wrong. He's that kind of guy. Some athletes, they hear the hate and they kind of crumble. We've seen him in real time feast on that.
Yeah.
In Minnesota, big moment. The crowd's going crazy on him. Okay, watch this. I'll go dance on Gobert and get the dagger bucket. He's an assassin that way. So I think this is fueling him, and he probably has a picture of Nico Harrison somewhere in his room that he looks at every day to remind him of what the job is right now.
He's getting the back of his locker. He's just got the whole locker with
bulletin board material. It's just Nico Harrison's face. Maybe he's got little newspaper clippings from when the trade went down, different quotes, things like that, something to fire him up. I think he's going to stay locked in on this one, because when he gets hated on, that's when he flips it into another gear. So here was Tim McMahon on the Hoop Collective podcast, his thoughts on Luka on the cover of the Men's Health.
The Men's Health cover, and I guess there were three stories. I read one of them. It's a bit much. It's a bit much. Like, look, it's cool that you've committed to conditioning. I don't think you needed the victory lap, too. And this has been like a long victory lap. But, and essentially, oh, he's sticking to the Mavericks. Okay. Lakers. Huh?
You said sticking to the Mavericks.
Oh, sticking it to the Mavericks.
Oh, sticking it to the Mavericks.
The whole revenge bod thing.
Yeah.
Oh, this proves the Mavericks. Look, Luka didn't have to get in shape to prove the Mavericks made a bizarre decision, but Luka's body changing so much this summer does confirm that those condition concerns are absolutely real. Yeah. Like, his sudden commitment to conditioning, like, bro, you're several years into your NBA career. I mean, a victory lap? I would say about time.
Yeah, and I think McMahon,
I don't think he's wrong.
No, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. Like, this is what it was going to take. Would Luka ever be gracing the cover of Men's Health if he was still here with the Mavs? Probably not. Luka was kind of pointing to the fact that, like, in particular for last year, you go to the finals, so you're playing deep into the summer, and then you turn around and you're playing for the Slovenian national team, and he was just saying, I was out of energy, didn't really have the time, and so that was kind of like his reasoning and excuse. It doesn't necessarily explain the rest of his tenure in Dallas as to why he couldn't get in shape, or even when he did, he couldn't stay in shape as the season went on. So it's a total fair point right there from Tim McMahon. But then here is more from McMahon talking about Luka's conditioning problems as a Mav.
And there have been, like, his second or his first summer after his rookie year, he had this kind of conditioning commitment. A couple of years ago when he got the body team, he came in leaner, but, like, I don't know, man, the whole victory lap thing to me has been a little bit odd. And the article that I read, like, there was this suggestion, and I don't know if this came from Luka or if this is just the writers, but that he was left without guidance. Like, he had to, like, during the summer, he was on his own. Trust me, the Mavericks would give him all the guidance that in the world. None of that guidance was feast every night and throw down a bunch of beers. And, oh, he's European. Goran Dragic is European, actually from the same hometown. He managed to stay in great shape his entire career. So congratulations on your newfound commitment to conditioning. The accountability is on Luka. The accountability is not on anybody. I'm not on the Mavericks, not on anybody else but Luka. And I'm glad that he's now taken those steps. But the victory lap has been weird.
Yeah, I mean, he is doing the flex here for sure. But I mean, if you're a Lakers fan, it's like, I don't care how you got to this point. I'm glad you're here now, and hopefully you stay in this mindset for the rest of time. What do you think about this one here? This is a direct quote from a texter in the 903 Broadus. 31 pounds lighter will affect his play in the paint. He will not be able to absorb the blobs he took as a fat ass.
That's interesting because, I'm like, give me the quarterback with some body armor. You know, I'm for the guy that's kind of a little bit of, you know, with Dak early in his career, remember we were talking about, like, he was kind of like a bigger guy and he was able to kind of withstand some more hits.
Dak's had an incredible body transformation from year one to now.
Exactly. It's kind of like he's physically has gotten better.
He looks better. Leaner.
But, man, when he was kind of a big Dak, big sweaty Dak.
No.
And I say that. No, I'm serious.
No, I'm here.
Because there were times when you remember, like, when it was it just his uniform was drenched. You know, he was like a bigger guy.
Yeah.
And like, I felt like he had body armor. Like, he could take the hits. He was, I always say this about Dak. He's like, when he could feel the game, when he was involved and he's kind of bloodied and muddied, and he, that's kind of when Dak was at his best, when he could run and just, you know, and be that guy, the sweaty guy. You know? I say that in respect.
No, I know you do. I know you
do. And now I'm kind of like, oh, he's in really good shape. And,
he's getting hurt.
Yeah, and what happens sometimes with our guy, Wyatt Langford, really good in shape, and all of a sudden something's wrong with the
obliques.
And, you know, when you get that tightly wound, I always talk about that. Get to be some muscle problems at times.
Yeah, and Luke is never going to be like Mr. Muscle Guy, and I still think like he's still so
hard to pull fat.
He's still so naturally big. Yeah, there's no question. But like Tony in the 214, skinny Luca is still a much bigger dude than you would think. Like he's still
6'7".
Yeah, he's 6'7".
Yeah,
and so I
31 pounds off a guy that's what, maybe two, is he, you think he's into the 222, 223 range? What are we at now?
I would guess he's still probably 230.
He was probably a 250, 260 guy.
He was a 260 dude.
Okay, he's somewhere between 225 and 230. Good for him. But man, it's amazing at 260 how well he can play. There's sometimes just, I think it's a little bit of like genetics with him. I think it was always hard for him to be skinny, you know? And then when you get skinny, can you maintain being skinny when it's genetics?
Yeah. You have to be super intentional about it for sure. But he's proving right now, hey, your body is capable of getting lean and actually looking like a professional athlete. So he's fired up. We'll see. I don't know when that Hot Ones is going to drop, but I'm sure there's going to be plenty of Mavericks questions.
He's just going to be devouring wings.
Yeah, first cheat meal in a while.
I haven't had these in a while. Thank you.
Apparently he's done the intermittent fasting stuff, which can help you.
Oh, yeah.
I know our very own Jared Sandler here at the station.
Lost a lot of weight.
Plenty of weight doing that. Yep. We can ask him about that at 440. All right. It is the G-Bag Nation here on what is officially a Football Friday in the G-Bag Nation. We are now under 24 hours away from the pregame show tomorrow.
Yep.
Cowboys taking on the Rams for preseason game number one. Let's talk some Cowboys in the C-note. Mix in a little football's finest. Next right here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's Tee Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's Tee Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's Tee Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE today or visit menstclinic.com. That's Men's mensteeclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Is everybody as worried about this Cowboys defense as I am? I mean, seriously, how many points per game are they going to have to score this year in order to get where you want to go, which is at least the playoffs, right? I mean, if you're trying to make the playoffs, aren't you going to have to score 30 points? 877-881-1053 segment here in the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car wreck or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. We got Krusty's Corner coming up here in about 15 minutes. Cowboys preseason game number one tomorrow. Little housekeeping on the Cowboys. Cowboys placing guard Rob Jones on season-ending injured reserve with that neck injury that he suffered back in late July. He's facing a three-month recovery or so, but he's now done for the year. He makes $3 million this year, so that's definitely a bummer. He was going to be, at minimum, he was going to be a nice depth piece for you for sure. And then they bring on Malik Davis to the roster.
Yeah, they're struggling a little bit at running back with the health, so they're going to need Malik to probably step in there and we'll see how much action he gets tomorrow. Sometimes it's weird. They just throw these guys. I mean, like Lyle Collins gets thrown into that scrimmage the other day. Like he knows all the plays, you know, but they need some help at running back right now with the injuries they have. And I just worry a little bit about Blue and how long, you know, are they anticipating that. I'm trying to kind of effort to see if I can figure out what's a timetable on this. It's a 2 to 4 week kind of injury.
Hopefully can he be ready for week one at least? Yeah. I would think, but those bone bruises can be a little bit weird.
A little weird.
Better than a high ankle sprain. We were worried it was going to be the ankle.
Yeah, that happened to one of the offensive linemen, I think.
Shepley,
yeah, who's been playing as the backup center. He's been getting some work. Well, not I mean, he's been more work with the threes as a center.
But you got Hoffman as the backup center, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see how.
Seems pretty banged up.
Are we going to see some Lyle Collins tomorrow, you think?
I would think so. I think
I'm excited to see him, dude.
I think you're going to see some veteran guys. Well, they're kind of ramping up, so you know he'll probably get an opportunity. But I was told that there are going to be some veteran guys that are going to get some work. I mean, probably not the Dax and stuff or CD or Pickens or those guys, but you have plenty of other guys. But I think the offense and defensive linemen are going to get some pretty extensive work, and then you'll see some of the corners and safeties get some pretty extensive work.
This is going to be a team that has to be carried by the offense, though, right? I mean, as you look at this season, and hopefully the Micah stuff gets handled, he's on the field, and hopefully him not participating in training camp or anything doesn't slow him down to start the season, because you're going to need the best Micah Parsons possible.
Yeah.
And we feel good about the pass rush, but I know they were doing the vanilla stuff, not really doing much from an exotic standpoint when they were going up against the Rams the other day, but just seeing what Davante Adams was able to do to these corners, like, you need Trayvon Diggs back in a huge way.
Yeah, it's. Let's be honest, though. Adams versus Booth, did we really expect that they were going to cover him? And from what I was told, people who were watching the practice, they went after Booth. You know, there was some stuff, you know, with.
Isn't Booth a starter?
No. It's Elam.
Well, yeah, but you got two.
Yeah, you got Elam and you got Bland. Those are your two starters.
And
hopefully Booth is not going to be a participant in what you're trying to do. He might have to be just because of depth and stuff like that, but no, he's not a starter.
Yeah, we can't be having Booth out there.
No, absolutely not.
Getting torched, but the depth on the secondary is just so.
That's the problem. If you gave Cowboy fans an option, I think right now they would take a corner over a defensive tackle.
Many of them would. I think it's kind of a coin flip there. If you have Bland and Elam and you feel like Diggs is going to be back sooner rather than later.
They legitimately don't have right now a one technique. They have bodies that they're going to throw at this thing. A couple of rookies. You just can't rely on Mossy Smith. You can't. So you really don't. But I think people probably saw some of those clips in the secondary and think, my gosh, how are you going to play, you know? I mean, Elam, Bland, okay, maybe you'd be okay. Who's going to be the nickel corner? I mean, that's you know.
I like this Zion Childress fella.
See, that's I've been talking about Zion quite a bit, and I'm glad
he was popping up big time when we were
out there. I'm glad to see that he's getting the work that he has, because he seems to be a guy that's kind of a right place, right time, playing well in coverage. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, though. They need, you know, Hall has been the nickel guy. If they're going to have to find a slot guy, or they're going to have to put Bland inside, which he has done a little bit at camp.
And that's kind of what I was imagining. Like, if you go out there week one, Bland, do you trust Childress? I know he doesn't want to do it, but yeah. Week one, if Diggs is not healthy,
yeah.
Do you trust Childress, or do you trust Kemon Hall, or do you want to kick Bland inside, and then at that point you would have to go to Booth? I guess that's not something you really want to do at all.
I really don't want to play Booth if I can help it. I just don't.
So you need Hall or Childress to be to be a guy.
Yeah.
And then when Diggs comes back, then you have more flexibility.
Yeah.
And seeing Diggs on the field, I know we give him hell for the way he rehabbed last year and for being away from the team this offseason, but every time I see him, it feels like this is a guy that's moving around better than I was thinking he would at this point.
Yeah. Well, it's like I say, it could be like a pup situation. We'll see. We'll see. Like, miss the first four, you know. They're going to have to weather the storm. It's going to be tough. I mean, I just...
like. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are just licking their chops right now for week one.
Yeah, I've said this, and I
but
was
but then on, again, so is Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts.
I was on, you know, Vach and I do our show on the podcast, and we had Aisha Morrison on. We were talking, and I'm honestly worried that teams are going to throw the ball on you more than they're going to run. That's what I think. I think teams are built to throw the ball more than they are run the football. I don't think coaches in this day and age are as patient with the run. You saw it the other day with Shoddy, you know. All of a sudden, he starts getting pissed off. What does he do? He starts throwing the ball, you know, trying to get some success. Starts to use the quick game, the screens and stuff like that to kind of. But I
think it's kind of a pick your poison right now. Oh, like you can do whatever you want, I think, to this defense. Hopefully, when if Mike is back, then you're like, okay, you got a pass rush, and that can.
Well, that's what I worry about.
Some havoc,
if they figure out how to block Micah and block Fowler and Ezeraku and those guys, your secondary is in trouble, because your pass rush, you're going to have to. But I think teams, I worry about teams just saying, damn, we could throw the ball in Dallas here.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I worry about the most.
Well, so how many, looking at it right now, how many points per game do you think they're going to need to score this year?
Dallas's magic number every first half has to be 17. They have to find a way to get 17 and then maybe add another 10 in the second half. That's what it's going
to
have to be.
Mid to high 20s, you need to average that.
They're going to have to be in the 25 to 28 range. Initially, until they figure things out in the secondary, you know, but they're going to have to. I just feel like that if Dallas gets into the half and they don't have 17 points, they could be in some trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that's why you're crossing your fingers for Micah, of course, but also the Diggs factor in the back end. And then who knows, maybe one of these defensive tackles does step up, but I think you're going to be playing with a lot of just 2-3 techs.
Oh, yeah, they clearly are.
Like, you're not going to have a big body in the middle. No. I'm really filled with fear on what the Eagles are going to be able to do to this Cowboys defense in week one.
Yeah,
because that's a team that, hey, do you want to throw a 50-yard bomb to A.J. Brown on this play, or do you want to hand it off to Saquon Barkley for a 50-yard run?
Like on the flip side of that, Philadelphia's got to feel a little bit about Dallas's offense, too. You know?
Yeah, I do think that's an advantage. Yeah, Shoddy's talked about that plenty, the element of surprise.
They don't know.
How do you game plan for the Cowboys offense?
How do you game plan? You don't know. See, so to me...
put Dick Fangio in the spin cycle.
Yeah, I feel like to me that Dallas does have some advantages just because of lack of familiarity with maybe what Schottenheimer's going to do. So the defense is going to be in trouble. The defense is going to be in trouble until they figure out the secondary. The offense could be big time with Pickens. I think Pickens is going to have a huge year. And
he's going to have a better year than Lamb?
I've kind of floated that idea. And Lamb, I think, is going to be damn good too.
You have two number ones, man.
I just feel like though that you're going to have to determine as a defensive coordinator which one of these guys you want to try and take away, and then if you try and take away one of the guys, then the other one. But I could see where coordinators are all sitting like, damn, Dak and Pickens are starting to develop something, you know? We're starting to see Lamb or Pickens across the field, the end cuts, down the field. I'd say there's things that Pickens does down the field that are better than Lamb. His ability, I mean, Lamb can contort and catch, but Pickens is rare.
Yeah, I mean, with that size and the wingspan, you is a freaking Pickens, pterodactyl running down Pickens, the sidelines, dude. Just throw it up to him.
You've got Pickens in a situation right now where he is trying to be paid. He's going to do everything in his power to be that guy. He's going to be a great teammate guy, and he's going to try and catch every single ball thrown in his direction.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super stoked for this passing attack, especially with what we've seen from Turpin as well and with the way that he's been playing.
Yeah.
And now it's like, dude, you should be able to feast in the passing game.
Yeah.
Hopefully you get Guyton back. The offensive line does what they've been invested to do with a bunch of first-round picks. Mm-hmm. And move that thing in the right direction. But I felt like Dak was looking pretty sharp when we were out there in Oxnard. And that trio of Lamb and Pickens and Turpin. And then you have Ferguson.
We might be the Cincinnati Bengals.
You lose games 36-33.
Well, yeah, you're in shootout games every week. You're right.
It'll be fun.
Where like Pickens and Lamb, it's kind of like what Chase and T. Higgins, and then you got a quarterback. I mean, yeah, it's Joe Burrow, but Dak, it might turn into Dak having to throw a bunch. I think the way they're going to supplement the running game, if they can't get it going, is that quick game with the screen stuff where it's going to be. And then they're going to force people to play up on them, and then they're going to run past them is what they're going to do.
Yeah.
But the quick game is going to be their way of running the football until they figure out how to run the football.
I'm excited about it, baby. Football is back. Preseason game number one right here on this radio station tomorrow. We'll be live in the pregame show at this time. Broadus Crusty's Corner coming up next.
Yeah, it's a Friday staple. Is this guy an NFL player? We'll do that.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That next.
All right, we'll talk with Todd Archer, ESPN, live in Oxnard, coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, it's time for Crusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, King of the Crusties.
Thank you very much, there. Thank you very much, there, Chieftain. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant as well for hanging out with us today. We've got pregame and then postgame tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Get the film on Sunday morning. Evaluate that. So Crusty's Corner on Monday will be a film breakdown extravaganza.
We're back.
We signed up for 18 weeks of this thing, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. So. But
hopefully more.
Hopefully more. I'll have your film breakdown for you on Monday. We'll look at that and some of the guys that played well and maybe some that didn't. Kind of talk to that. So today I'm going to have a little fun. Lucius, you ready for this game?
Yeah, man.
Let's get it cracking, fam.
All right.
Starting to wake up finally.
Lucius is kind of, I was excited to see that Lucius, was it the double burger scene that we did today, or was it the, are you just waking up?
I'm just waking up. It's finally hitting.
Just waking up. Yeah. All right.
Did you house both those burgers, Lucius, or did you save one for later?
Nah, I ate both of those joints. Nothing I did it bad, too. I took one bite of one, then a bite of another, and a bite of one, and a bite of another.
That's incredible.
I honestly, I'm sorry. I didn't know that the good folks at Travis was going to take care of us today. So anyway, we're going to, like I said, we're going to have a little fun here. We're going to, since Lucius, and this is kind of an honor of Lucius watching preseason football. You know, he's kind of got these. I got these joints on. I'm watching these joints.
Yeah.
I'm kind of.
He wishes that he didn't watch the Seahawks and the Raiders, but he did.
We've been watching it a little bit right now, and I can see why Lucius is. They've shown a lot more of Marshawn Lynch than they have actual game.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's
so
more entertaining watching him.
And then Pete Carroll standing over there with Raider gear on. That's another thing they're kind of looking at. So, but anyway, here we go. Are these guys, these gentlemen, NFL players? Or not. All right.
Hopefully we show out better than like these random volleyball players or whatever crap you like to pull on us from time to time.
You never know. You never know from what sport.
So these are all athletes. It's these just are whether all, or not all they play
these,
football.
All these gentlemen are athletes in some sport.
Okay.
In some sport. I think you'll be surprised some of the sports they're athletes in.
Yeah.
All right. First one.
I want to see your Google searches on this.
Yeah. First one. And no cheating on the Chief.
Don't be cheating.
I know Lucius doesn't cheat. You'll cheat. All right, here we go. First one for you, Chief. Dresser Wynn. W-I-N-N is how I would use that name.
Dresser Wynn. Dresser is crazy, bro.
Like, what are these parents even thinking?
Dresser. Sounds like a lineman, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was
Dresser Wynn.
100%, dude. I was thinking if this is a football player,
yeah,
this is a guard
from the Winn-Dixie family.
Yeah, this is a 300 pounder.
I come from money.
You're saying Dresser Wynn is a football player?
I'm gonna go, yeah, he's a line of scrimmage player. I'm thinking offensive line. If he's a D tackle, it wouldn't shock me. I think this is a pulling guard.
Dresser Wynn, you're thinking is an interior player?
Yeah, interior player for sure.
All right. Lucius?
I don't like the name Dresser. I feel like we would have heard this one before somewhere. It's overseas name.
So you're saying a Euro?
Yeah, it's a Euro.
Euro athlete.
That Eastern Bloc. Those scary Europeans, the ones that beat your ass.
All right. So we have a yes and a no.
That's right.
Dresser win. He's a third-string quarterback with the L.A. Rams.
Oh! Dang, dude, a quarterback named Dresser?
Dresser, D-R-E-S-S-E-R.
Wow.
Dresser Wynn.
We'll get to see him spin it tomorrow, then,
tomorrow,
I guess.
Tomorrow.
Looking forward to
and
watching
it's pronounced Dresser.
Dresser?
Dresser.
Dresser. All right, Lucius to you.
Yeah. I'm off to a bad start, bro.
Well, don't worry about it. How about Cody Henderson?
Yeah.
Cody Henderson.
Too easy, bro.
Yeah, definitely Cody Henderson, dog. Come on. Sound like a wide receiver. Cody Henderson.
Cody Henderson.
Long hair.
Oh.
Fast, too. Twitchy.
Surfer guy. Yeah. Twitchy. San Jose State.
Good at the catch point.
Yeah. Like Jeff Kavanaugh in practice.
Cody Henderson, Lucius.
He's a footballer.
Chief.
I feel like he's a baseball player.
What's up, man? It's Cody.
Outfielder in the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
Cody Henderson?
Yeah, he's got a pretty decent glove, better bat. Cody Henderson plays baseball.
So we say one yes, one no, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cody Henderson.
Come on, man.
He's a top-rated cornhole player.
Oh!
Wow, I could see cornhole. There's a lot of Cody's playing cornhole. Can't believe you dipped into the cornhole bag.
I don't know. I don't watch enough of that Ocho.
Yeah.
I got to watch more of the Ocho so I can get those guys' names. I turn around, I see some weird things going on in the old show. I see them pillow fighting. Yeah. I see some cats on their back, like leg kicking, leg wrestling.
Yeah.
Some grown men on their back.
That's great.
All right.
I saw tennis, baseball. They all have tennis rackets.
That's on TikTok. Like they pitch and then they feel that they feel
looks the pretty
it's
badass.
Wild. Yeah. Play with it's crazy how fast they could get the ball across the infield once it's hit.
Yeah, they rip it.
Yeah, it's like bounces to them and they just hit it right over to first base. All right, here we go for you, Chief, right off the jump. Here we go. Dylan Teets.
How do you spell Teets?
I'm going to give it to you as T E E T S.
Dylan Teets.
Dylan Teets.
There's no way there's a Teets in the NFL, and I don't know about it.
I'm saying, bro, that ice cream company need to link up with him selling the breast milk. Like, this is made for you, dog.
Yeah, bro, there's got to be some Frida Teets billboards out there. Yeah, no, I don't know what Frida Dylan Teets. Plays. Gosh, dang it, Dylan. I feel like Dylan.
This dude could be like North Dakota State offensive lineman.
Oh, wait, so this doesn't have to be NFL?
Oh, no, it's NFL.
Oh, it's NFL, yeah.
NFL, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say Teets is a, he's not a footballer.
Lucian.
Yeah, he's cricket or something like that.
Yeah, he's going to pull
we
something.
Teets, oh my gosh, we'd have been all over that.
Yeah, we would.
A little Teets get by me.
Two no's?
I'd have definitely got a glimpse of those Warlocks.
That's coming back too, by the way. Isn't it? When would that start again? Next week? Or is that only
TD Tuesday?
Yeah, is that only...
I don't think we have respect for preseason
TDs. Preseason TDs be crazy.
Can't go motorboating on some
you
preseason TDs.
You are thirsty if you have for no preseason TDs.
I am pretty thirsty for some TDs thirsty, right now, though, bro. I will tell you.
Yeah, well,
but not
you,
that
you put
thirsty.
That out there yesterday.
I'm not parched.
All right, Dylan Teets. World champion axe thrower.
Yeah! Finally got one on the board.
Now we're heating up, boys.
All right.
That axe throwing is crazy, too, yeah. Man. You ever done that?
I've never done it, but I've seen it on the Ocho.
See,
wait,
when that thing
I don't
gets
watch
back
the Ocho, but I've seen it on
I've
the
Ocho. I've seen it on there, bro. That I'm thing, not going to any bars that do it.
No, no dude. No. Yeah, because no, it's bar. Always beer drinking and axe throwing. Yeah, yeah. It's like, this has to be, we're going to be on the news tomorrow.
No way. No way we're doing this. Yeah, Dylan Teets, he's a world champion axe thrower. Axe thrower.
That'd all be right. Pretty cool. I mean, yeah. To be a guy who's
can throw an axe like that.
Yeah. That's pretty sick.
I mean, right. Yeah, I guess it's cool. You would always have to tell somebody that you can do it because the environment is never really there for you to show off your axe skills.
Yeah, that's true. We got a tree anywhere around
here?
Yeah,
I'm going to show you something, man. It's going to blow your mind.
Hey, let me go on the back here.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Lucius. How about Sincere Haynesworth? Sincere Haynesworth.
Man, that sounds like a footballer, bro.
I mean, we had him, Sincere McCormick.
Yeah, it
we did
like
have that. He was a running back.
Sincere Haynesworth.
That's a cornerback.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cornerback. Dad's got some time in the streets a little bit and got his life together. Son's got some talent.
Mad ball skills.
Yeah, get you right, bro. Get us out of these streets.
So you're both saying football?
I'm feeling football on this guy. Yeah, I am.
Sincere Haynesworth.
Yeah, come on, Haynesworth, come on.
He's a center with the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh! Two on the board!
Now we're rocking. Sincere Haynesworth.
Sincere Haynesworth.
Snapping balls.
Yeah. How about this one, Lucius? Princely Umanellen.
That's definitely a soccer dude.
Princely Umanellen.
Now, you know what? It's somewhere overseas.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's soccer, but it's somewhere overseas.
Might be a dang rugby player.
Yeah. It's Princely with a head on.
I do think it's soccer more than anything. There's no way that's a football player, bro. And that maybe he's a kicker.
Okay, Princely.
Princely Umanellen.
If he's a football player, he's a kicker. But I'm going to say no football for this guy.
Lucius?
Yeah, he's somewhere overseas. He's not an NFL footballer. Princely? Come on, we would have all over that.
Princely Umanellen. He's a linebacker with the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
He was in the draft last year from Ole Miss.
Bro. You scouted him out and everything.
I scouted him out.
That was a nasty little curveball right there, Broadus.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a pretty dang good pitch you got working right there.
Yeah. The other, you guys were catching on to my game a little bit. All right. Here's the last one. Here's the last one.
Hey, shout out to the 469. He knew that was a Panthers football player.
He knew his Panthers.
469 Princely. Knows ball.
Yeah. Princely. All right. Here we go. Final one. Chief.
Yes.
Sammy Duvall.
Sammy
Duvall.
Oh, man. Broadus, come on, dog.
Man, when was the last time we had a Sammy in the NFL, though?
Come on, bro.
We got so many Sams. We don't do Sammy in football.
And that sounds like a football name, though, but the last guy was a footballer. He's not going to do us back-to-back like that, bro.
Yeah, that's true. You start getting the same letter on the multiple choice. Ooh, and,
trying to figure things out, huh?
Now we're guessing. We're on our heels. I'm going to say no football for this guy. Final answer.
Sammy Duvall.
Sammy Duvall, Lucius, to you.
Sammy sounds like a corner. Sammy's got him. Yeah. But I don't think that's a footballer.
Hell of an athlete, though.
Sammy Duvall? Both say not a football player, right?
I'm going to say not a footballer.
Sammy Duvall. 11-time water skiing champion.
There he is, Brian Broadus, Krusty's Corner, getting
it
done once again.
You guys figured it out today. You had me figured out today.
Yeah, you're going to have to get back to the drawing board a little bit.
Yeah.
But that was still impressive.
All right.
Nice work. Thank you very much.
Thank
All right,
you,
Krusty's Corner in the books. Let's barrel into the 4 o'clock hour with Todd Archer, ESPN, talking Cowboys, live from Oxnard, next right here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.